Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming. This is episode 72, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah, 8 more till 80.
Yeah, getting up there.
Can't wait to get to 100. That's what I want to get.
Yeah, mine and Colin's isn't even 100 yet, so we'll get there before we will, though.
Yeah, we can go ahead and get into it. I'll wait. Before we get into it, I almost forgot. Go ahead, if you guys want to, join our Discord. Once we hit 30 members, we're going to have a movie night. So if you guys want to join, go ahead and join. We're at 20 members right now, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So
just need 10 more.
Yeah, just go ahead and join. You know, if you guys don't want to watch a movie, that's okay. Join, you know.
Just hang out, chat, whatever.
Yeah, talk to you about anything, any type of game,
whatever.
Yeah, you know, just anything.
We don't care.
Go ahead and hang out. Discord will always be there. So
yeah. All right. It's another emulator getting taken down. Ether SX2 has been removed from the Play Store.
I honestly didn't think these emulators would start dropping like that, but.
Well, these ones, they're like the past two we've talked about are for different reasons. Like, this one's not even a Nintendo emulator, but still, yeah. I mean, emulation's just falling right now, it seems like.
Yeah. I guess. But I got here the highly controversial PlayStation 2 emulator for Android devices. Was it Ether? Or Ether?
Ether.
Yeah, Ether SX2 has been removed from the Google Play Store starting from March 10th. So, at the time of recording, that was 5 days ago. I got here. This doesn't come as a surprise for many, though, as Ether SX2 emulator halted development entirely back in 2023, with the developer specifically mentioning the never-ending impersonating complaints, demands, and now death threats. Although it took almost a year for the actual emulator app to be taken down from the Play Store following the discontinuation of the project, while Ether SX2 has suspended development a long time ago, and the Play Store would no longer offer the emulator, there is currently a community putting up into patching the latest available Ether SX2 version into a better and more developed application following the original creator stepping down from the project. The new version is titled Nether SX2. So all they did was just
put an N instead of an A.
Yeah. Yeah, they just basically added a letter. And has been going strong for the past year. For those still seeking to have follow-up to the Ether SX2 project. So, we don't really... Yeah, they took down this one, but we still have the...
There's another fork that the community patched up and made. So, it's just another fork. And so, yeah, I mean... So, this developer... Like you said, it's kind of controversial because a lot of people say he's a toxic person. I don't know the guy, so I can't say for sure. But
yeah,
like people saying like he's making up these death threats just to get attention. He's calling people out for different things, and I don't know. Some people say he's not a good guy, so they're kind of happy that Ether's got pulled off or whatever. Got, but I have Aether SX2 on my Odin. I got it. The latest builds of Aether SX2 had ads in it. I got it before the ads came
into place. Whenever I was getting the research for this, like, it, like, people didn't really care. It had ads and whatnot.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, so I got the version without ads. But,
Ashton got lucky.
Yeah. I just never updated it.
Yeah.
I mean, it plays the games I want, so it don't matter. And now I got my ROG Ally, so I can just play PC SX2 and then play PS2 games that way if I want. But anyway, if for some reason you didn't know Nether SX2 was a thing, now you do, so you can still play your PS2 games if you have an Android device, since Aether SX2 got pulled off of the Google Play Store.
Yeah. So you guys could try out Nether if you haven't, you know?
Yeah. Yep. All right, moving on. Battlefront Collection Reviews.
Okay, the few things I've seen, like, I was looking at certain websites and stuff. Yeah, I kept on seeing a whole bunch of negative reviews because, like, the servers and stuff for the Battlefront, like, they were, like, down and everything like that. But I don't have any numbers or anything. So, Ashton.
All right, so this is for the PS5 version. It's at an 83 overall. It's got 5 positive, 0 mixed, 0 negative. And then the Nintendo Switch version I seen had a 79 overall Metacritic. So it seems like it's a decent collection, just longtime fans aren't really receiving it too well. I don't know what the controversy is or anything, but
I guess I just don't like how it's remastered.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but it's an out of 83 on Metacritic. So
yeah, people are just can't be happy.
No, never. All right, we'll move on. PS Plus Extra and Premium games for March.
Okay, so you got a few games here.
Some good ones.
Some pretty good ones. We got NBA 2K24 Kobe Bryant Edition for PS4 and PS5. You know, I bought it. 2K from a Switch.
Yeah.
Bought it on my PC as well.
Yep. And you bought it on your PS4.
That was...
Was that 23?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that 23? Was it?
Yeah. But we got, you know, NBA 2K24. That's for PS4 and 5. We got Marvel's Midnight Suns, PS4, PS5. Resident Evil 3, PS4 and PS5. That's a really good game.
Yeah, it is.
We got Lego DC Super Villains PS4. You guys who like Lego games, there you go.
Yeah.
We got Mystic Pillars Remastered PS5. Blood Bowl 3 PS4 and PS5. Super Neptuna RPG PS4. Dragon Ball Z Kakarot PS5. So you who guys who like the anime type games, There's Dragon Ball Z for you. We got Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier, PS4, PS5. Didn't we talk about one of their games?
Jak and Daxter, The Lost Frontier. It was a PSP game. It's a really good game, so definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. And then you got Cool Borders, PS4, PS5. God's Eater Burst, PS4, PS5. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy, PS4, and then JoJo Bizarre Adventures All-Star Battle R, available April 1st, 2024. It didn't say what it's on.
PS5, PS4.
Yeah, but that's also an anime game, so if you got it, yeah. But the ones that stick out to me is Resident Evil 3, 2K, and... I don't know the Lego one, because I played it before.
Okay.
And then Jackson Daxter, too.
Yeah, for me, definitely 2K, even though we say we're never going to play that game again. Here we buy it every single year and buy VC and play it all the time.
Yeah, it's like, screw this game, trash and dump it, get on the next
thing. Yeah, exactly. So we do the same thing with Fortnite and Warzone. And it's just how it is.
How it is. Yeah.
But definitely 2K, Resident Evil 3, best Resident Evil in my opinion.
Said yeah, it is really good.
Before one here, it was a GameCube exclusive for a while, and then it got ported over, but I played on the GameCube. And then Jack and Daxter, The Lost Frontier, like I said, PSP game.
Yeah.
Very good game. I like, my favorite out of that series is just Daxter, kind of like a spinoff. It was just Daxter. And for the PSP, it was a really, really good game. My first PSP game, actually, it came with my PSP.
Huh.
Really good game.
Yeah.
All right. Fake Nintendo Direct leaks.
Didn't find anything on that, sadly, because, you know, kept on popping up something about last year. But you have
the stuff,
the information.
Yeah, I do. Let's see if I can pull it up to where I can see it better. All right, so according to this fake, it's just like a poster, has a Nintendo Direct at the top. And then it has 18/4/24, so that's not how Americans date their stuff. Usually it's the month, then the day, then the year. But other countries do it like day, month, then year. So it's 18, it says 18/4/24, but it's April 18th, 2024.
Yeah.
But so definitely if this was real, it wouldn't be Nintendo of America to put it out,
you know,
there.
If it was, you know, a natural American post, it would have, you know, April 18/24.
But apparently, I'll just read all the games and the dates that these are supposedly coming out if they were real. Hyrule Warriors, The Imprisoning War, November 21st, 2024. That would be a really cool game. That'd be the Imprisoning War from before Tears of the Kingdom. And, you know, so that's what that's talking about. And then they're saying The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker HD, coming July 18th.
Also, they're going to play all these Zelda.
What it is. All these really good games. Like, you know, it's fake because it's way too good to be true. So,
yeah, because like you have Wind Waker, you have the other one, and then you're going to have probably a whole bunch of different really good games.
They are. I'll read them off. You'll hear them.
I already see what they're doing. Yeah. I heard Wind Waker.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've been waiting for this game to come to Switch for 7 years now. The Switch has been out for 7 years. I've been waiting for 7 years. But yes, they're saying it's going to come out July 13th, 2024. Monster Hunter Stories, June 14th, 2024.
Yeah.
You got Endless Ocean, Luminous, May 2nd, 2024. Epic Mickey Rebrushed. Got a release date for that. They said November 14th, 2024. So we talked about that being a remake, but we didn't get a release date. So they're saying that this is the release date.
I don't know about that.
And then Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, May 23rd, which we know that's a fact that that is coming out May 23rd because we got a Mario Direct last Sunday.
Yep.
So that's not points to them because that's already news we know.
Yeah, we already know that. So.
Yeah. Fire Emblem, Echoes, Scars of Jugdral, August 29th, 2024. Yes, it's about that time we get a new Fire Emblem game, but there hasn't been anything really announced for sure.
Yeah.
Then we got Animal Crossing New Leaf HD. I believe New Leaf came out on the 3DS, so I'm guessing that this is some kind of remake or remaster for that.
Yeah.
Supposed to come out November 7th, 2024. And then Fantasy Life, The Girl Who Steals Time, October 10th, 2024. DECA Police, Spring 2025, Little Kitty, Big City, August 27th, 2024.
Yeah, I'll play me some Little Kitty, Big City.
I can't even read that one. Super Mario Party 2, October 24th, 2024. I mean, we might get a Super Mario Party 2 because we haven't had a Mario Party since Super Mario Party. And then the, I think the Mario Party, like from the 64, was remade after Super Mario Party. So we might get a sequel, but like I said, yeah, I wouldn't hold this up too much.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And this, plus, so Wind Waker plus this is what's telling me. Actually, you're going to like this one here in a minute. Okay, let me get this one out of the way. Super Mario Galaxy plus Super Mario Galaxy 2, September 19th.
Oh, so we're going to have Wind Waker.
We're going to have Wind Waker, Hyrule Warriors. We're going to get Super Mario Party. We're going to get Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2 in a bundle.
And Paper Mario.
And then, Paper Mario, man, like it's going off.
Oh, yeah, this direct's going off.
The greatest direct of all time. All right, and then we got Scale Wave Unbound. This one, Rylan, you know for a fact is way too good to be true. Call of Duty Black Ops Collection, September 26, 2024.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely no. That like, if that was
Wait,
true,
you're talking about the originals, like the first three.
I think it's 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, collection.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for this to rest.
Like, if this is real, like this is gonna be the best because not only do we get Zelda, Mario, we also get Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yeah,
that's that. Yeah, there's no, and then it gets better. Like, just listen, and then Braid Anniversary Edition, April 30th, 2024, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, June 27th. That, like we said, that is true. We got that from the Mario Day direct. So, all right. So here we have Metroid: Samus Returns HD, early 2025, which is a remake of Metroid: Samus Returns from the 3DS, which was a remake from Metroid 2 on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Then here. You know, we got Metroid Prime remastered last year.
Yeah. Yep.
So this year, we're going to get Metroid Prime 2 Echoes and Metroid Prime 3 Corruption available after this presentation.
Oh.
And not only that, we're going to get Metroid Prime 4 Extinction October.
Oh, so we're getting like
2024.
Oh. Right, we're getting Call of Duty Black Ops.
Bro, it's insane. This is going to be the all-time direct. We're getting Hyrule Warriors. We're getting Wind Waker. We're getting Epic Mickey, Paper Mario, Fire Emblem, Animal Crossing, Super Mario Party, Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2, Call of Duty Black Ops Collection, Luigi's Mansion, Metroid, Samus Returns, Metroid Prime 2 and 3 and 4 announced at this thing.
Whoa.
So you guys better keep this on your calendars.
Yeah,
April 18th. It's going to be a banger.
April 18th, we got to make something on this.
That's,
whoa, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And if that was true, I would be so happy. Like, you would not believe how happy I would be. But just the fact that I know that it's not real.
Black Ops. Yeah, the Black Ops trilogy.
Like, Black Ops, man. That would be awesome.
That's for Nintendo.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they do have some third-party games in the main directs. That's fine. But, come on.
Call of Duty?
It's coming on Game Pass, for sure. Yeah. Before anything else. Like, I mean, come on, people. Like, I mean, it would be awesome. I would love for this to be real, but it's just not. There is no way. Yeah, this would be the GOAT direct, like greatest of all time, for sure. I would, if all of that stuff would happen, that'd be amazing. Like, I would have no money left because I'd buy all the games.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly. But I know it's not real.
That's bullcrap.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Oh,
yeah. Got three Metroid games.
Well,
three Call of Duty games. No, we got
four Metroid games. Four Metroids, Metroid two Zeldas, technically.
Two Mario.
Well, we got Paper Mario, then we got Super Mario Party, and then we got Mario Galaxy 1 and 2. So that's four Mario games.
We got three Call of Duties, Metroid Primes, four Marios, two Zeldas.
Luigi's Mansion, I guess you can consider that a Mario game, like in the franchise. So maybe five Mario games.
Yeah.
That's a great off. It's going off.
Yeah. It's the best one ever.
Then you get Epic Mickey Rerush, which we know that's a real thing. We know that's real. But yeah, still, real. Like.
Chew. Best rats ever.
That's crazy. Like, I wish. I really wish.
That would be. If this was actually real, that would be insane.
I wish it was. But definitely not. I mean, if. You guys can believe what you want, but to me, that's not real. That's too that's good to be real. True.
Plus, there's Call of Duty, the older games aren't even on Game Pass yet.
Right, and I'm hoping this year that they will be, but...
I feel like they will be, because they announced it last year.
Yeah, they said that this year that they would bring some Call of Duties. They didn't say which ones, but I'm hoping Black Ops 1 and 2, or at least the first couple, and then maybe Modern Warfare 3. 2011.
Yeah. The best one.
Yeah.
Best one.
Not the new trash one.
Yeah, the one that's trash.
I've actually never played it, but.
It's decent.
Is
it's
it?
Not my favorite. Not my favorite.
Older Call of Duty's are just better.
Yeah. The last one I really enjoyed was Cold War and.
Cold War is good.
Modern Warfare 2019 is good, too.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. You need to see if Cold War will work on your PC.
Yeah, I'll actually try it after this.
All right, moving on. Do you like Star Wars? Or what's your experience with Star Wars? Have you really got into it? Or?
Well, let's see here. I haven't really watched the older movies much. I've watched like each of them once or whatever, probably. You know, that's throughout my 16-year life.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, the first... three, like the the ones with Anakin Skywalker, and I like those ones. Those are my favorite ones. You know, you got like the Clone Wars and whatnot. I like Star Wars, but and like the Mandalorian, that's a really good show. You know, like all those shows and everything, really good. I've watched like the shows mainly, then you know some of the movies. But I do like Star Wars.
Okay. So for me, like. I've just never been able to get into it. No matter if I've watched movies, shows, whatever. Like, I've just never been able to get into it. So, for me, I'm not really a big fan. Yeah, it looks cool. The concept is cool, I guess. Like, the only game that I even thought that looked fun would be the Battlefront games when they first came out. And then maybe Jedi Survivor. I don't know. But
the Star Wars, the Force Unleashed games are fun.
Are they?
If you've heard of those, right?
Yeah.
They're the first one, not like better, but the second one's good too.
And then, so like, I've never even watched The Mandalorian because I've just never got into the series. So I don't even know if I would understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Even if I watched it from the beginning, I don't think I would know what's up.
Yeah.
So to answer that, and I don't really care for Star Wars, no. I know that's rare for people because almost everybody likes Star Wars, but.
Yeah.
Never been able to get into it.
Yeah. No, I mainly kind of got in Star Wars once quarantine started.
Yeah.
Because it had nothing to do, so just decided to watch a whole bunch of crap.
When I was young, I was more into Ben 10 than Star Wars. Ben 10 was awesome. I love Ben 10. I watch it right now. I don't even care. I'm an adult and I'll watch it right now. I don't care. It's so good.
I watched SpongeBob.
Okay. I like SpongeBob. I mean, I like all the shows when I was younger. All the new ones, stuff sucks.
It really does. You know, you get Courage, Cowardly Dog.
That was so good.
That was a great show.
Yeah. Like the new stuff, only thing that is good that I'll watch with Zachary is like Bluey. It's not bad. And then like Octonauts. It's not bad.
Yeah, those are I used to watch Octonauts when I was a little
bit. Yeah, but like all the new Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon shows, they all suck.
Yeah, all the new Disney ones suck too.
Yeah, like, yeah.
They're all more kiddish.
Yeah, they're just more stupid. Like they do stupid stuff. Stuff that don't even make sense. And they all have stupid voices. Like, remember Uncle Grandpa was so stupid. It's the dumbest Uncle thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, what does it even mean?
Uncle Grandpa.
That's some messed up stuff in your family if your uncle's your grandpa. Like,
it was weird. Like, it made no sense. The show made no sense. Because
you're such an idiot.
You had a pizza.
Like, it's dumb. And then, the new Ninja Turtles, they're ruined. They all suck. Like, the best Ninja Turtles, I mean, most people probably say the 80s, but me, I like the 2000, like, the early 2000s, like, 2002 or whatever it was, Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Same with He-Man. Like, I like that, like, the early 2000s He-Man better than the 80s He-Man.
But, yeah, I mean, you also got that new show that came out.
I haven't watched the new He-Man yet. Came out, a couple years ago?
Yeah, it came out like 2 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Before he moved to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and I seen Carter, like, I think it was at Mama's one time when Carter was staying there. He was watching. I seen a little bit of it, but, like, I didn't try to get into it because it was, like, halfway through the season, so I didn't want to get into it halfway through the season or anything, and I just never had time to actually watch it.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. It was good.
Yeah.
I watched, the first episode or so.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I loved He-Man when I was little. I had, like, all the action figures. Yeah, and then, like, Grayskull Castle and everything. I don't even know where that stuff is. Same with my Ninja Turtles. Like, I don't even know where that stuff is.
I think they're thrown away.
Probably.
Because a lot of the He-Man stuff was, like, in a tote.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It got all wet and stuff.
Probably, yeah.
So I think our mom, threw it away.
Probably. Sucks, but
yeah, I used to play with the He-Man stuff.
It was fun. Like, they don't make toys like they used to, like action figures, like that. Like, some stuff are like made cheap or they're like too big. Like this, they don't make them realistic. Like the Ninja Turtles, like their heads are too big. Like they're all too cartoon. Their eyes are huge. Like that don't even look like them. Like, quit doing that.
The last
crap.
Ninja Turtles that were actually decent was the 2012 ones. 2012. They were decent. Yeah.
Weren't the 2002 or 2004. Whatever. That was your Ninja Turtle. Your Ninja Turtles aren't my Ninja Turtles.
But I watched a whole bunch of the 2003 Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I used to watch them like a whole
those
bunch
the
of
best.
Episodes.
Like those were the serious Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That's why they were best to me, because they're like more serious, like actually kicking high and in instead of joking around the whole time. Like, joking around's fine. They did that a little bit, but they were more serious. Like, even the 80s, like, they kicked butt, but they were more playful and joking. Like, early 2000s, like, they were serious.
The 2012 one, they got serious at some points because there was some times they actually had to.
Yeah.
Like, against Shredder and whatnot. But the 80s, over here, fighting Shredder, joking around.
Yeah. stuff's changed, but kind of not game related, but it's all right. You guys got an extra conversation there. Yeah. But we appreciate you guys for listening and watching. Remember, you can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Chat with us on the Kick chat. Yep. We always have it up. Ready for you guys to talk to you guys if you want to message us.
Yep.
Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Join our Discord server. Once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night. We're at 20 right now. Yep. Buy our merch on Redbubble, and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Discord and Instagram. Rylan, do you have anything?
Not really. Just, you know, follow our personal socials, podcast socials. If you guys want merch, you know, DM us or get it on Redbubble and Printify. That's really it. You know, thank you, Marvel Strike Force, for sponsoring today's episode.
Yes.
Also, and, you know, use code MAXBALL, you know, whenever.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.